thing about unintended consequences is that you just don't see them coming. Like, oh, shoot, we didn't mean for this thing to happen. We didn't even think that that thing was maybe even possible, but that's exactly how it played out. That's exactly what happened. Remember these bangers? Prohibition? Not ideal. Same vein, the war on drugs? Kind of backfired on us. What about pesticides? You know, pesticides, glyphosate, not been great. What about the $30 minimum wage? What about work from home? What about educating our kids over Zoom? These are awesome ideas. Who could have possibly seen the flip side? Who could have possibly known that it was going to work out the way that they did? Nobody. Nobody knew. Nobody could have known. It was unknowable, perhaps. And listen, I love innovation. I love innovative things. I love innovators. I love to see things disrupted for the better. So I get it. I'm also an idea guy, ideas guy. I've always got more ideas. I've got things I'm interested in exploring and talking about or looking into. I'm interested in interrogating the truth and fundamentally getting down to what exactly the truth is. I'm interested in moving things forward. I'm interested in realizing my fullest potential as a human being. So, see problem, create solution, make money. Do well by doing good. And we see innovation taking place in every sector, every part of humanity. So many new technologies coming online. What a time to be alive. But one field, one area of life that just doesn't get talked about enough when it comes to innovation, doesn't get enough love, maybe hasn't been innovated in a long time, is procrastination. Not enough good work being done in the field of procrastination. Until now, buddy, got good news. I have good news for you. If you are somebody who wants to kick the can down the road, if you think the best time to do something is tomorrow, I have just the thing for you. You are going to love it. It's called Buy Now, Pay Later. Buy now, pay later. You familiar with this? Have you heard of it? It's a short-term financing method that allows consumers like you and I, or younger people, to purchase things, to possess them, not with any money though, with the promise to pay for them later through a series of installments. Oftentimes, so long as you are meeting the payment deadline, it's an interest-free transaction. But should you happen to not make the payment on time, slip up, and forget, well, that's when late fees and other charges and penalties may apply, depending on all that fine print that you absolutely did not look at, because I absolutely wouldn't have looked at it either. But reality is that BNPL, Buy Now, Pay Later, has become a pretty popular option for financing anything like Coachella tickets to your DoorDash or Grubhub item or whatever. Whatever. Let's remove the friction to buying things. Can we just do that? Can we make it so easy for companies to get their product in my hands that I don't even need to exchange money for them? Nope. Just say, hey, I will pay you for these at some point in the future. And yes, it's obviously a formalized transaction and all that good stuff. And everybody understands what they're getting themselves into. So I am not taking umbrage necessarily with how it works. I'm more taking umbrage with what it's really doing, what the unintended consequence could be, and how it fits in pretty neatly, from my perspective, into procrastination. And what Buy Now, Pay Later is, from my perspective, I submit to you, members of the jury, that this is one more entry into something that appears to be innocuous or benign, meaning it's big nothing, No big deal. Nothing to see here. Keep it moving. But what it really is pretty sinister and insidious. Insidious. Sinister and insidious. I chose those words on purpose because they're scary and they really denote scary things, bad, negative, not good, to be avoided for sure, probably at all costs. So I'm not trying to yuck your yum, or I'm doing exactly that. I'm for sure trying to do that. And I also want to be able to say, I told you so. That's something I'm very interested in doing with this one. I want to be able to get on my soapbox a couple of years from now and say, I told you so. And it'll make me feel good for a minute, at least a couple seconds, right? Won't it? No, it really won't. Maybe it will. We'll just find out. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So, do you remember the very famous marshmallow test? The whole idea behind the test was, how can we gauge somebody, in this example, kids' ability to delay gratification? And the idea being that it's a good thing to be able to avoid or rather delay gratification. At one point in time in this country, what used to be a country, what does that even mean? I know what it means, so do you. We used to believe that delayed gratification was a key, dare I say, essential to long-term success in any endeavor. So this is obviously, clearly and obviously, completely contrary to that. You're not delaying your gratification at all. You are eating your dessert first. You are not eating your vegetables first. Maybe not even eating your vegetables. I see in you, we all know, we all collectively know that being able to delay gratification, being able to work towards something and then receive it is one of the reasons that we place value on the thing. And I'm not saying that this is free, but in some ways it is. And I think that what we're doing is we're robbing ourselves of the lessons that we learn, the things we gain from deciding that we want something, understanding what it takes to get that something, and then working towards and executing on the plan that we make to acquire that thing. But if it's not already there, I'm sure that it probably is. It will be in any instant. And everybody's going to make so much money. When I say everybody, I mean the buy now, pay later companies. When you can go on Amazon and click a button that says buy now, but an option will be in, four payments or six payments or 10 payments or whatever. So it'll be a buy now, pay later button, maybe. Or again, probably is. So I'll just be able to hit that button. So I don't even need to come out of pocket. I can just get the thing and then worry about paying it, down the road as it would be. So we all know that that is not a good thing. Philosophers have been talking about the value of patience and how we should adopt the pace of nature. And I mean, the sacrifice, or rather embracing discomfort today versus having comfort today. I think that that's pretty well documented and gone over. And you know why everybody talks about that and has talked about it for a really long time? Why ancient civilizations, as well as our current civilization today, even though we're pretending to not, is that it's good to be patient. It's good to wait. It's good to work towards things. Because you know what? There's a lot of things that you are getting. You're getting discipline. You're developing grit. You're learning how to manage money. You're learning how to budget. You're learning how to cut expenses. And if you're not in a good place, you're learning about personal austerity. and how to tighten your belt a little bit. Or it's F that S, I want the thing and I want it now. If I'm 15 years old or 16 or 18 or 19 or 25, yeah, I want that thing now. You know why I say that? Because I want that now as a 46-year-old. But I'm also aware that everything costs, that there is a cost to everything. No free lunches? We're familiar with that program? I believe so. Well, this is an example of that for sure. So, is it okay to use credit cards? Well, it's not okay to use credit cards if you are rolling balances over from month to month and getting hammered with really high annual percentage rates. So a huge interest rate on the debt that you are owing the credit card company. And we're already getting smoked by that. Let's look at the total amount of credit card debt that Americans are paying. And I was in this camp in my 20s. So I can definitely speak from experience that it's not good. It's not a good thing to get into credit card debt. But if you pay your credit cards off every month, then it's fine. It's, you know, that totally fine. Take advantage of the points. Take advantage of the extra layer of protection versus using a debit card and have the money actually come from my account and go to somebody else's. It's the money comes out of the credit card company's account, goes to somebody else, and then I pay the credit card company. So long as I'm not incurring any fines or expenses or in interest rates or whatever, then I'm all for credit cards. Great. So how is this similar? How is this different than credit cards? Well, I don't know that we've totally worked that one out necessarily, but I do know this, is that in 2006, Failure to Launch was a cute rom-com. Cute, fun, romantic comedy. Matthew McConaughey and maybe Kate Hudson or somebody, I don't know. But today, Failure to Launch means you're teetering on the edge of being a loser. Think you're living in your parents' basement or your parents' garage above the garage. I don't know where you're living. But if you're living at home and you're not moving ahead in a productive fashion, you are teetering on the edge of becoming a loser. Harsh words? Yeah. Super harsh words. And I'm not interested in having a conversation about how an entire generation's got things stacked against them. Well, hey, man, it is what it is. I'm doing the best I can with what I know. I'm doing that now. And then when I know better, I need to do better. Thank you, Maya Angelou. But I'm not interested in being a victim of any societal trend or whatever. I'm not interested in being lumped in with, oh, poor me. I'm of this generation and I can't buy a house or whatever. Well, I ask you this. Are there people in that generation who are buying houses? Oh, there are. So it's very possible. You're just not a person, if you are saying that, who has decided that you can do that. You're just listening to what everybody else tells you and you're going along with it. That's not okay, but if that's what you want to do, we only have one life to live and you get to choose how to live it, which is really what I'm driving at here. I'm of the mind that you've got just about enough time to do most everything that you want, but you don't have enough time to waste. You've got enough time to do most anything you want, but you don't have time to waste. So while you may be thinking about, well, buy now, pay later, it's a big nothing burger, big deal, maybe, but it's also a form of gravity that is keeping you stuck exactly where you are. How's that? Well, answer me this question. In terms of habits, which you probably appreciate, are really important. So if you are currently saving money and you're putting money into your 401k at work on a monthly basis, you're paying your mortgage, you're currently budgeting, you're in the habit of saving and investing money, you're in the habit of managing your finances. If you are not currently putting money into your 401k or whatever, you're not saving and investing, you don't budget, well, you're in the habit of not doing those things. Okay? So, in the same vein, as you've got enough time to do most everything you want, but not enough time to waste, you're wasting time. Because I tell you what, procrastination is a bad habit. If you're a person who procrastinates, you are in the habit of procrastinating. If you do it once in a while, no big deal. Won't kill you. But if you actually do form the habit, then that's bad. Because you see, money has time value. Best time to start saving was when you were born. Next best time is today. All those good things. So, if you had a sum of money, put 10 grand into an account into the S&P 500 in 2001, you'd probably be doing great today. But it's also, if you're not doing that, it just becomes exponentially harder year over year to do those things when you are procrastinating on them. So, if you are in the habit of delaying gratification, probably going to be successful. If you're in the habit of pursuing immediate gratification, you're going to have a hard time becoming financially successful. I think that you are going to be locked in that cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. And again, if you expect to one day be able to step away from full-time employment, to stop working, to retire, like the baby boomers are. Every year that you wait, every year that you procrastinate, every year that you're not saving, it just means you have to save way more. Don't believe me? Just run some of the numbers. Say AI, Mr. and Mrs. AI. How much does a 25-year-old have to save every month at an 8% rate of return to retire a millionaire at age 70? What about a 35-year-old? What about a 45-year-old? What about a 55-year-old? What about a 65-year-old? Spoiler alert, it's a lot more. Longer you wait, harder it is to actually realize your goals and your objectives. So, when we are smashing our ability to delay gratification into bits, when we're grinding it into sand that falls through our fingertips, we're really putting our back against the wall. We need to take advantage of, like Einstein says, the eighth wonder of the world, which is compound interest. We need to have time value of money on our side. And the way that you do that is simply by making the decision that you are going to be somebody who is a saver and an investor. You are somebody who does delay gratification. You have the ability to do that. Not only do you have the ability to do it, but you do it. So we could have a whole conversation about the virtue of delaying gratification. If you've done it once, you're demonstrating the ability to do it again. And then when you consistently do it, you form habits of it, and then you become somebody who does that. And lots of good things are going to unfold. And are you going to miss out on some stuff? Yeah. You very well may. Or alternatively, you could figure out how to make it happen. You'd figure out how to earn more money instead of just trying to figure out how to get more in an engineered way. Interesting. Foundationally, fundamentally, the most important thing is knowing what the most important thing is. You have to know what matters. And if satiating your impulses is what matters to you, if you just want to be on the hedonic treadmill of living on dopamine and caffeine and whatever else, okay. But just know that I told you so. You're going to develop bad habits of procrastination. You're going to develop bad habits of an inability to delay gratification. Gratification and procrastination. Procrastinating our gratification. There's something there. More to come on that. But you have to know what matters. You have to know what must be done in service of what matters. And then you have to do what's necessary. So execute on that. So make decisions. Decide what is really the most important things. And I tell you what, I'm not looking at trying to make you 100% correct all the time. But what I'd like to talk about and what I encourage you to consider is if I could be 80% right, with everything that I'm doing, and then leave 20% margin of error there, then that's fine. Then that's fine. So it's okay every once in a while. Buy your concert tickets, buy now, pay later kind of a thing. But don't get that messed up where you're buying 80% of your stuff on credit cards or buy now, pay later. You're way better served. And I speak from personal experience. You're way better served to figure out the life that you truly want. What is that really going to look like? And how is this fitting in? And is this hurting me? Are the unintended and unintended consequences of this greater than or more damaging than just not doing it and holding off? You decide. What I know for sure is this. I've said that several times. I know lots of things for sure. There's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.